sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I find myself thinking about the blue economy lately for sort of an odd reason. You see, I can't get garlic in the grocery store right now because apparently people think garlic can keep you from getting COVID-19. Now, I wasn't that stressed when the toilet paper aisles were bare, but I'm really worried over the garlic shortage. So what does that have to do with the blue economy? Well, first, I should explain what the blue economy is. For the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the blue economy has five sectors: seafood production, tourism and recreation, and some others. My focus in the blue economy has been on seafood production, specifically commercial fishing. And a friend of mine that's involved in community development recently pointed out that our region's seafood production capability is a great source of food security for our community. And I guess I never really thought of it that way, since the vast majority of the seafood that we catch here locally is sold to markets outside of the area. And of course, shipping fish to other markets is great for our local economy. It brings in outside dollars and employ local people. But consider this. If there was suddenly a worldwide shortage of food, like there is today for toilet paper and garlic, then we could just simply not send all of our locally caught fish to other markets. We could keep some of it here to feed the people of Humboldt County. And that is a very reassuring thought to me. But it also makes me wonder if we're doing everything we can as a community to ensure that we're supporting our commercial fishing industry. And I'm certainly proud of the work that I've done in my job to support commercial fishing. This includes providing a bar forecast to help them safely transit in and out of Humboldt Bay, and it includes improvements in marine forecasting that help the fleet be more efficient and safer. But the men and women who catch fish for a living need more than just good marine forecasts. They also need shoreside infrastructure to support their industry, such as a place to offload their fish or make repairs to their boats. And this can be challenging with the increasing demands on shoreside facilities, especially when there's a perception in the community that commercial fishing is no longer what it used to be. And now it's true that there are fewer boats now than there were 30 years ago, but those boats are bigger, more efficient, and safer, and they catch more fish per boat. So don't let the fewer number of boats fool you. Humboldt Bay is still one of the major fishing ports in California, and it is a local industry that we should be proud of and that we should support. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.